This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomboid Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, other mammals, any other mammals. I don't know why I go through the whole list every time. Just not intended for lesser sorts of creatures, and that's everything that isn't an iguana. But especially not frogs, fish, snakes, snails, or geckos. Stupid geckos with their fat-ass detachable tails distracting predators from doing the Lord's work of eating the actual geckos instead of just the damn tails. And bastards are bucking natural selection. We all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomboid the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the Beneficial. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomboid the Destroyer. If not, you are a loser. Shame on you. You can catch yourself up at my website, ZomboidTheDestroyer.com, I guess. Well, it's spring now. Finally. Not that you can really tell yet. Other than Georgie has the AIDS or the bubonic plague or whatever, which, you know, she claims is just a bad cold from the supposed change in seasons. But Georgie lives in denial. And how many bad colds make you puke blood out of your nose? Actually, you know what? I'm pretty sure she has the Ebola. Anyway, so Georgie was moping around painting and blowing goop and entrails out of her schnoz all week, and Mr. Heidel was over on Uranus Island or Neptune Island, whatever it's called, helping his brother with the cottage. There hasn't been anything good on TV, so Iguana got bored and decided to tag along with Technical Support Monkey to the Big Island on Wednesday. Also in attendance were her brother and father. Iguana didn't bother to learn their names, because, you know, it's more efficient to call older human males sir, you know, whether you respect them or not. As for her brother, Iguana figured, hey, you, works just fine. Anyway, so Wednesday morning, we caught the ferry to some godforsaken hellhole called Swartz Bay. Iguana stayed bundled up in my bunny fur coat and one of Chimpette's big purses with a warm hot water bottle to keep me, sort of warm. And on the ferry, you know, the chimps claimed a section of seats by a window so he could poke Egg's nose out of the person, look at the water and islands and crap floating by. You know, them chimps were all impressed for reasons Iggy can't fathom, because it was becoming more and more obvious to me that despite calling our destination the Big Island, it sure as hell didn't look like we were going to Hawaii. No lush tropical palm trees to be seen, just the usual crappy scratchy ones from around here. No lava flowing off into the sea, just barren rocks. No sandy beaches. Yep. Definitely not Hawaii. Well, Iguana should have known it was a scam by the whole Sports Bay name. Nowhere near enough vowel sounds to be Hawaiian. That would be more like Sawarai Tizikikiku Bay or whatever. Anyway, so I'm getting close. We all head back down into the bowels of the ship and pile back into Hey You's oversized pickup truck, with Sir sitting shotgun and arguing about why Hey You doesn't really want to bother installing solar power or whatever they were arguing about, even though Hey You says he does, but whatever. Iguana kind of tuned them out and stood up on Chimpette's lap, and, well, Iguana couldn't see a damn thing outside. It's the interior of the cab. Well, the chimps seemed to like the views they had, but, you know, they were rather impressed by the crappy view on the ferry rides. I took their opinions with a grain of salt. And I started bugging them. Are we there yet? Technical Support Monkey's like, no, it's like an hour's drive to the first house. We have to pass through Victoria to get to the other highway. Why? Because you want to stalk What's-His-Face on the way there?
No, because they made the road system that way. Like, I don't even know where his parents' place is anyways.
Doesn't it say on the restraining order?
There's no restraining order, Zomo.
You should probably text him and warn him we're coming.
He's not even back in town yet.
Oh, where'd he go to get away from you?
He didn't go to get away from me. He went to get away from the crappy weather.
Smarter than the average chimp, then. Where did he go? Or did he refuse to tell you?
He's in Mazatlan.
Mazatlan, you mean in Mexico? What's-his-face went to Mexico and you didn't make him take Iguana with you?
You hate Mexico and you hate Mexicans?
What's that got to do with anything?
Why do you want to go to Mexico when you hate them?
Because it's hot and sunny there. Anyways, then Hey You pipes up and asks Technical Support Monkey what What's-His-Face is up to in Mexico. So Iguana tells him. He's drinking margaritas and banging senoritas. Technical Support Monkey don't find that funny, of course. Anyway, after like 47 hours of driving, we pull up into some hole in the woods with a little house on it. And, you know, a real estate agent with a phony smile wanting to show us around. And by us, I mean Hey You. Because that was his first choice of house. See, it turns out, it's not just Technical Support Monkey who plans to relocate to the island. Her brother, Hey You, he wants to get back in touch with nature or some such crap and try his hand at farming. Not wacky tobacco like Georgie's brother plans on growing somewhere on this godforsaken non-Hawaiian hellhole island, but, you know, organic vegetables. You know, the kind of farming that doesn't make you any money. Anyway, so we get the tour of the joint. It's 5 acres forested. There's some baby fruit trees. The house that's decent enough for humans, but has no possible sunny windows for Iguana to sun itself in. You know, should I decide to grace Hey You with a visit. Leek told Hey You he needs to chop all the trees down.
What? I like them. I'll just cut a bit more down in the area close to the house for a garden.
Them trees look dangerous.
Nah, they're not gonna fall on the house.
They block out the sun.
Yeah, well, that's living in the woods, eh?
God damn it. Anyway, so then we drove to the next place. It was a lot nicer. A working vegetable farm with not a tree in sight. 5 acres. Sunny, even. Now, this was a clear frontrunner for Technical Support Monkey and her dad to make into a non-working homestead farm, and I says, look at all the berries you could plant here. Anyway, we didn't go into this place because Chimpette and her dad didn't call any agents, so we just parked and cased the joint while the chimps made notes. And I says to her, Iguana likes this place much better, Chimpette.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's kind of expensive, though.
But you could plant a million strawberry bushes for Iggy to eat.
Yeah, well, that's an option.
Anyways, the next place had a promising name, Cherry Point Road, but again, it was far too foresty for Iguana's liking. And again, we didn't go in, we just snooped from the outside and took notes, which is kind of hard to do through the trees. And I says to her, this one sucks, buy the other one with no eagle hiding places. Anyways, Iguana's opinion was ignored, but apparently this joint was overpriced, so that was that. Oh, and we stopped for lunch at Boston Pizza, wherein Hey You and Sir resumed their argument about solar power, panels, whatever. And Iguana stole the dried cranberries out of Chimpette's side salad and called dibs on her pizza crust while she tried to make Iggy eat arugula and kale instead. Oh, and Iggy was disappointed to learn that the chimps weren't planning to go fetch me any gold out of Sook. Ig learned online, there's free gold there. All you have to do is get your chimps to dig it up out of the mud in one of them frozen cold streams. And, you know, sit there and spend all day pan swirling it to get the mud off of the gold. Ooh, no.
Sucks too far in the other direction, Zomo.
So what you're saying is you screwed up the itinerary.
You never said anything about wanting gold before. We don't have the time today and it's too cold anyways.
Iguana was going to stay here in the truck with the heat cranked while you guys go in the cold water getting gold for Iggy. Well, the lazy chimps wouldn't do it. So much for Iggy's get-rich-quick scheme. So back to the real estate drive-bys. Next up was a tree farm, but, you know, not the good kind of tree farm. You know, an orchard with fruit trees. No, for some reason, the chimps who live there now are growing Christmas trees, of all things. Apparently, no one told them Christmas trees come from factories in China. But at least all the chimps were agreed on chopping down all the little trees to replace them with proper gardening. Of course, half of it was forest. And he says to them, why just chop down the little trees? Think of all the wasted space taken up by them big, awful, scratchy trees, the ones that eagles can lurch in. Well, Technical Support Monkey's like, oh, you know, for Iguana, you sure hate trees. Iguana hates shitty trees. If you chop down the big scratchy trees, you can replace them with good trees, cherry trees. Think of all the pies you can make for iguana with 5 acres worth of cherry trees. Anyway, the chimp seemed quite excited with this place, and notes were made by Chimpet. Iguana was thoroughly bored by this point, so as we drove to the next godforsaken hellhole, Iguana started to sing annoying songs, you know, to pester technical support monkey. Techie monkey had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm she grew some sweets, E-I-E-I-O. With a berry bush here and a berry bush there, here a bush, there a bush, everywhere some bush, bush. Techie monkey grew some sweets, E-I-E-I-O. Techie monkey had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm she had some geese, E-I-E-I-O. With a shit shit here and a crap crap there, here a poop, there a poop, everywhere some spoiled shoes. A techie monkey had some geese, E-I-E-I-O. By this point, Sir and Hey You were singing along, at least on the E-I-E-I-O bits. Chimpet, not so much. So I continued, because it was obvious she was pissed. Techie monkey had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm she had a dog, E-I-E-I-O. With it eats his puke here and a licks his balls there. Here a puke, there a lick, everywhere some dog crap. Techie monkey had a dog, E-I-E-I-O. Techie monkey had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm she had some bees, E-I-E-I-O. With a buzz buzz here and a swarm swarm there. Here a sting, there a sting, everywhere some EpiPens. Techie monkey had some bees, E-I-E-I-O. Techie monkey had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm she had some pigs, E-I-E-I-O. With an ass grope here and a what's your sign there. Here a pass, there a pass, everywhere a slap slap. Techie monkey had some pigs, E-I-E-I-O. Techie monkey had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm she had some chickens, E-I-E-I-O. With a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there. Here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a moo-moo. Techie monkey had some chickens, E-I-E-I-O. Chickens don't moo, Zomo. They do if they're specially modified Monsanto chickens, Chimpet. Anyways, by this point, Iguana was starting to lose track. I mean, we drove by thousands of houses and only went into one, but randomly stopped to gawk at others. But we also randomly stopped when Chimpette's direction sucked and they had to use the Google to find their way again, so I don't know. Iguana's probably forgotten some options that we drove by. The next one, though, I remember, was a real winner. 12 acres with no trees, except for a couple crappy apple trees in the front yard. The house looked kind of old and run down, but whatever. With 12 acres, you could have a massive cherry orchard and still have like 5 acres of strawberries and 5 acres of blueberries. I mean, imagine how fat Iguana is going to get on all them berries. Apparently, the house was too small for technical support monkey and her dad, though. And Hey You objected to the power lines cutting across it right next to the house because, you know, brain cancer, whatever. As far as Ig was concerned, our work here was done. Hey You needs to suck it up and buy the 12-acre future berry farm, brain cancer be damned, and technical support monkey and her dad need to buy the 5-acre future berry farm. Apparently there were more options to see, so Ig went back to napping while we drove to yet another forest hellhole, which Iggy objected to on the grounds that it was full of eagle habitat, and technical support monkey was likely to get carried away and torn to shreds, and then Iguana is going to have to go find a new technical support monkey from the Craigslist, and I don't need that kind of hassle in my life right now. Unfortunately, it seems like the chimps drove by this one on last month's expedition, and they liked it better now.
It's flatter than I remember it. There's actually, like, lots of room for gardening, and then the hiking trails at the back are, like, a nice bonus.
Why? You figure there's a Sasquatch living in there?
There's no such thing as Sasquatches, Zomo.
Then why are you always out wandering in the mountains looking for them?
I'm not looking for them. I'm, like, communing with nature.
Nature's overrated. Buy the damn berry farm instead. And apparently this was the front runner because chimps got a chimp. And supposedly there's a secret airstrip close by where Sir can put his stupid Cessna, you know, whatever. All Iguana gotta say is next time Iggy comes to inspect, they better damn well have bought one of them farms from earlier today and loaded them up with berries and cherries. But they won't, because they're chimps, and they don't care about leaving the planet a better place than they found it. God damn it. Anyway, so he went back to napping on the way to catch the bus boat home, which is where things got very weird and very scary, because we ended up floating in a void with not only no land in sight, but no horizon. Just everything was a dim blue-gray, even all around. I think we crossed into purgatory or something. This is pretty sure this is where chimps get sent when they die. Fucking terrifying. Iguana is supposed to go to heaven and frolic in the sunshine and point and laugh at the dam, not be stuck on the Purgatory Express. Well, technical support monkey insisted he's not around because she claimed it was just a trick of the light. And supposedly, the last time she took this particular ferry route, she could see land all around, but it was far away. Well, that's the sort of thing Iguana would expect her to lie about, though. Hey, sister, swear to God, chimp, if you've gotten us all killed and this is purgatory, Iguana's gonna tell Satan to find an extra special pit for you. One where there's no chocolate and you have to listen to banjo music 24/7. And of course, eventually the lights for the ferry terminal came into view, finally. The technical support monkey tried to claim they proved she was right about it all being an optical illusion. And she can't prove that. I'm pretty sure them chimps were spared an eternity in no land purgatory only because God realized there was an iguana on the ship and he chose to spare them all in order to save Iggy. Next time they won't be so lucky. Anyways, I'm gonna have another nap. You know, it may be springtime already in theory officially, but I don't look it. I still got to keep up on my beauty sleep and whatnot. It's not warm enough to go outside and go raiding yet, because that'll be not till summer, probably. God damn it. Anyway, so that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zomalist. Or as I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, you send them to the No Land Purgatory Boat. And then you can go to my website, zomalistroyer.com, grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Anyways, talk at you next time, Iggs. Hopefully next week, I guess. It's all Georgie's fault and her nosy Ebola AIDS thing. That's why there wasn't a show last week. Because I figured it needed to be kept in, you know, quarantine and all that. Plus, I was hiding in my basement secret lab, you know, hoping I didn't catch it from her. Anyways, so talk to you next week. Bye.